The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yochanan Metzger, Mechaber Sefer Eruvei Ha'ir V'Hashchuna, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetre Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis that in order to enclose a Rishus, to make it a Rishus Ayachid, one does not need to fully enclose it on all four sides. As long as it's Aymed Merubah Al-Aparetz, most of the wall is standing, although there are a few breaches in the wall, nonetheless, that suffices to make it into Rishus Ayachid, as long as there's more Aymed than Parts. The Mishnah also told us that if one has Aymed Merubah Al-Aparetz, but a Pirtza is larger than Tenamis, since that pirtza is too large to be considered a pesach, that passels the entire mechitza, then passels the entire hekif, and that rishus is no longer a rishus ayachid. However, the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph writes that if one has a mavi that's rachav me'aser amis, that the opening to the mavi is wider than ten amis, yimayit, one has to be memayit the opening, because it's too wide to be considered a pesach on its own right. But if there's a tzuras ha-pesach to the opening of the mavi, af bishurechav me'aser amis, even though it's wider than Tanamis, Ein Tzorech L'mayit does not need to be Mayit the opening of the Mavoi. And even though a Pirtza that's more than Tanamis, an opening more than Tanamis on its own right, cannot be considered a Pesach, however, if one puts up a Tzuras HaPesach, that would suffice to close up that Pirtza. The Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph brings the Shita of Rav. The Rav holds in the Mishnah, Tzorech L'mayit, that even a Pirtza more than Tanamis, even one puts up a Tzuras HaPesach, it does not suffice to close up the Mechitza. However, la halacha, we do not paskin like the sheet of the Rav. We paskin that a pirtza that's more than tenamis, it suffices with the tzuras ha-pesach. However, the sheet of the Rambam in Perek Tezayin of Ulcha Shabbos Lacha Tezayin, the Rambam writes, "Kol mechitza sheyesh b'paritz meruba alaymet, any mechitza that's more open than closed, ain't a mechitza. Al ma'ya paritz koyim and the reizu mutaris." That as long as the pirtza in the mechitza is not more than ten amis, even though the parts is ka'imet, the mechitza is kosher. Aval eser amis, but if the pirtza is exactly ten amis, areyu kepesach. The Rambam writes, "In ma'ayu lepirtza zu tzuras ha-pesach, the pirtza which is more than ten amis has the tzuras ha-pesach. Aval pi shesh b'yaser mi'aser, einem afsedes ha-mechitza that does not affect the mechitza. Mechitza is still considered a kosher mechitza since it has the tzuras ha-pesach." But the Rambam adds a condition, "Vu shaloi ein ha-paritz meruba alaymet." But this that we say that a tzuras ha-pesach works for mechitza, if the pirtza is more than ten amis, is only if it's aymet meruba alaparitz. However, if it's paritz meruba alaymet and a pirtza is more than ten amis, then the tzuras ha-pesach does not suffice to close up the mechitza. And the Magid Mishnah and the Lacha Mishnah, they're troubled by the Rambam. And they say that it's clear on the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that although the Gemara had a Havamina according to Rav, who holds that tzuras ha-pesach doesn't work for a pirtza that's larger than ten amis, the Gemara had a Havamina that a tzuras ha-pesach would not work for parts meruba alaymet. But l'maskana, if we don't paskin like Rav and we paskin that a tzuras ha-pesach works for a pirtza yaisim yaser, who had then it works for a pirtza for a mechitza that's parts meruba alaymet? The Gemara says that even according to Rav, that a tzuras ha-pesach would work for parts meruba alaymet. So why does the Rambam hold that if you have a pirtza that's yaisim yaser more than ten amis, as well as parts meruba alaymet, why does the Rambam hold that the tzuras ha-pesach doesn't suffice? And they say that although in a Chanami that the tzuras ha-pesach would work for pirtza more than ten amis and it would work for parts meruba alaymet, but when we combine the two together, then the tzuras ha-pesach doesn't work. I know when there are two chesvainas, the pirtza is more than ten amis, and on the mechitza there's more parts than alaymet, then the tzuras ha-pesach doesn't suffice. However, the Chazon Ish and Siman Ayin and the Bir HaGra and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Samach Beis, they quote right that the Makar of the Rambam is our sugya on the Afta Zayin Amid Beis. Where the Mishnah writes, Makifin Bechavolim, the Mishnah writes, that one's allowed to surround the Rishus with ropes, and the Mishnah explains by putting three ropes all within three Tvachim of each other, by doing with the halacha Meishim Sinai Lava that closes up the rishos, or doing it with makif and bekanim, with a bunch of poles within three tefachim of each other that surrounds the rishos, and even though it's part of alayimit, but since they're within three tefachim of each other, the halacha Meishim Sinai Lava considers the mechitzah that's totally enclosed. And the machlokes in the mission of this heter is the heter that said, in all situations, are only b'shayara, only in a case where one is dachuk, one is traveling, and he doesn't have any proper mechitzas. Doesn't have what to make proper mechitzas with. And Taisvis on the Afir Aleph and Aleph has a shayla. And if we don't paskin like Rav, and we paskin that a Tzuras HaPesach works even for a Pirtza that's more than 10 Amos, so why does the Mishnah struggle to find an Eitzah for somebody who's in Rishayara, somebody who's traveling? How does he make for himself a proper Mechitzah to be able to metalto to where in the area where he's encamping for Shabbos? Why don't we have the Eitzah of putting up a Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides, and by doing so, one would be able to metalto an entire Rishos? Why does he need the Eitzah of Makifim Bechavolim, surrounding it with ropes or sticks, and on that there's a Machlokes that works in town or only in Bishayara? Why can he one not use the Eitzah of putting up a Tzuras HaPesach around the Rishos that he's encamping in? And Taisus gives two terutzim, and Afir Aleph and Aleph. One terutz Taisus says that since you're enclosing a large area, it's very easy for the Tzuras HaPesach to fall in. Or Taisus says in the second terutz that since the Shayara where they're encamping is not a place where it's Mukaf Ladira, which is only there temporary, so therefore Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work, isn't kosher to enclose on all four sides an area that's not Mukaf Ladira. However, the Goyen and the Chazanish quote a Yerushalmi that seems to answer the Kasha of Taisvis, that this that we say that a Tzuras HaPesach works for a Pirtzi Yaisim Yeses only if it's Aime Mruba Alapart. But if it's parts Mruba Alaime, then a Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't suffice. And since when they're encamping in this and on the road, it's a parts Mruba Alaime, they don't have any Aime, therefore a Tzuras HaPesach will not work on all four sides. That's the sheet of the Rishalmi, and the Goyen says that's the Makar of the Rambam sheet, that the Rambam seems to be passing like the Rishalmi, and that's why the Rambam holds that in order for Tzuras HaPesach Mati, you need to have Oim and Merubah parts. However, the Magid Mishnah writes, B'das Rambam, that the Rambam must admit that if one has two proper Mechitzas, with Oim and Merubah parts, that one could be Mati the other two sides with a Tzuras HaPesach. Because it's an open Gemara, that in Amavi Hamba Foolish, one is able to put a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and Lechi V'Kair on the other side. So we see that if there are two Mechitzas, like Amavi Hamba Foolish, it suffices to put a Tzuras HaPesach on the other side. So the Rambam is only saying it's halacha to put a Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides. If you don't have an Eim and Ruba al parts and a Pirtzit that's more than 10 Amos, that wouldn't suffice. But if you have two good mechitzas, then the other two sides, it would suffice to put up a Tzuras HaPesach, even if the Pirtzit is Yaisim Yaseh and its parts in Ruba al-Aimed. Now if one were to follow the sheet of the Rambam, that would pretty much puzzle every community Eiruv. Because in every community Eiruv, we rely on the Tzuras HaPesach that encloses the entire city. We don't have B'derech Klal HaRemid Merubah Al HaParts and on two sides. And even in bungalow colonies and camps a lot of times, we don't have two proper Eimdim, two Mechitzes that are Eimim Merubah Al HaParts to be matted of the two at Tzuras HaPesach. So what is the Halacha regarding the sheet of the Rambam? Is it portal halacha or not? So in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Mishin Samach Beis, in Sif Yud, the Mechaber brings two sheetas. The first sheet of the Mechaber is that a Tzuras HaPesach works even for a Pirtzei Yaisim Yeser, and that would work on all four sides as well. However, then the Mechaber brings down, Ul HaRambam Ein Tzuras HaPesach Mayel a Pirtzei Yaisim Yeser. According to the Rambam sheet, the Tzuras HaPesach does not work for a Pirtzei that's more than 10 Amos. Elam Kein Aymin Merubah Al HaParts. Unless you have an Aymin Merubah Al HaParts. So the Mechaber brings in the Shulchan Aruch the second Shita, the Shita of the Rambam. The Mishneh Berurah writes, V'nochayin lochosh l'divri HaRambam, shegam dasas magbas makukim. The Mishneh Berurah writes that it's proper, although the Ikra Halacha is like the first Shita of the Mechaber, but it's proper to be chayshish for the Shita of the Rambam. That seems like the Shita of the Taz, it's in Mishin Samachayis of Zayin. Turn the Shalas Chus, Chasam Sayyid for Simon Peches. Shulchan Aruch Rav also writes one should try to be Machim like the Rambam. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes the fact that the Shulchan Aruch brought down the sheet of the Rambam B'Loshen Yachid, like he writes by Rambam Kosav, he didn't even write B'Loshen V'Yesh Oimrim. It's mashma that the Shulchan Amuchach, that the Shulchan Aruch holds, you don't have to be concerned of the Rambam Shita. And as I said before, in the Bir Alocha, Simen Shin Men Vav, the Maschva Bolt, he writes, Das Reva Paiskim is like the day of Rishain and the Shulchan Aruch. before in the Mukir Chaim and the Marsham Chelak Aleph Simrei Shvav and the Chazanish Chaim Ayin Sifka Nir Aleph and Ramesh and the Chuvin Chaim Chelak Beis Sim Pegimel. He writes that our minig is Lahakul Kedei Rishayna, that a Tzuris HaPesach works for a Pirtzi Yaisim Yasser, even if it's parts Mruma Leimid, and the minig Ha'ilm is not to be Chayshish for the Shita of the Rambam. But nonetheless, the Mishnebura does write Nachin Lachush Lashita of the Rambam. So let's be misbeinen. The Mishnah told us that according to the Rambam, if one has two proper mechitzas, one would be able to enclose the other two sides with the Tzuras HaPesach. Now the Raya of the Mishnah brings us from Avim Mefulish. Avim Mefulish, the mechitzas are zeh keneged zeh, one across from the other. Would the Rambam agree that if the mechitzas are zeh etzel zeh, like an L-shaped kemengam, that one would also be able to enclose the other two sides with Tzuras HaPesach or not? So in Svara, maybe one would be able to say that if the Magid Mishnah says that if you enclose the Rishos on two sides, Zeh Keneged Zeh, with the proper Mechitzas, one would be able to enclose the other two sides with a Tzuras HaPesach. A Kal V'chaimer, if one has two Mechitzas, Zeh Eitzel Zeh, which is more of an enclosure, it would suffice for the other two sides to put up a Tzuras HaPesach. The smach to that would be the Shita of the Ritva. The Ritva holds in the Afkof Beis that although we paskin that in order to make a Rishos Yachid, you need to have three Mechitzas and a Lechi. However, you have two Mechitzas, Zeh Eitzel Zeh, the Shita of the Ritva is that since if somebody is standing between the two Mechitzas, he's enclosed on three sides, like I'm the only two walls, that makes him to Rishos Yachid. Even though in Lachi we don't paskin like the Ritva, Zeh Mavur and the Bir Lach in the beginning of Sim Shin Sam Machimel, nonetheless, we see from the Ritva the Mechitzas that are Zeh Eitzel Zeh are more of an enclosure than Mechitzas Zeh Keneged Zeh, and therefore based on the Ritva would be Mesaber that one would be able to be Mekel even if he has two Mechitzas Zeh Eitzel Zeh to put a Tzuras HaPesach according to the Rambam on the other two sides. And again, this plays a big enough Kamina in bungalow colonies where sometimes one's able to have two Aymed Merubel apart, the two proper Mechitzas. Sometimes the mechitzah is not necessarily zeh keneged zeh. Sometimes the eitzel there, zeh eitzel zeh. According to the smach from the ritva, maybe we won't be able to be mekel. And even according to the Rambam, put two tzuras hafeskel on the two adjoining sides. The mashmayis of the Bir Halacha at the end of the Bir Hamaskel, kishakol aruchais, he writes, if there are two mechitzas on two sides, v'shar shtei aruches on the other two sides, or if one of them also commits tzuras haPesach, mashmad l'kulam anasur shuzyachar ayidei zeh, even according to the Rambam, v'raya from avi amefulish. Now the bialacha doesn't not mechalik when the two mechitzas shleimis, whether they're zeh keneged zeh or zeh itzel zeh. The implication of the bialacha is that two mechitzas anywhere that they are, that would suffice according to the Rambam in order to be matted the other two mechitzas with the tzuras haPesach. As always, mashman the sharetzian and some mishnas amegimel sivkot and zayin over there as well. He writes that any time you have two mechitzas, well, that would suffice to put up a tzuras haPesach on the other two mechitzas, other two sides. Oh, and as I heard of Lamaisa also from Shlomo Miller of David Feinstein, that in Moshe Sternbach, that there will nachis, that according to the Rambam Shita, that any time you have two mechitzas, whether zeh keneged zeh, zeh itzel zeh, it would suffice according to the Rambam to enclose the other two sides with the Tzuras HaPesach. The shaila is, how do we reckon an Eimid Merubel apart? Do we reckon every individual side, or do we reckon the entire enclosure? There's a machlaikas d'orcha shulchan shita, since the Mishin Sam Beis of Kanachav Gimel, is that the halach of Eimid Merubel apart, we reckon the entire enclosure. We don't go baser every mechitza. The Mishin Burah, the Mishin Sam Beis of Kanachav Gimel, regarding Eimid Merubel apart, he says we consider a go baser every side individually. So be an afkemina that according to the Archa Shulchan, if let's say I do not have two proper aimdim on two sides, but if I would count up the entire enclosure and have aim rubel apart, I'd be able to matu all the rest of the pirtzes yaisim yasu with a tzuras haPesach. It would come in an afkemina. If let's say I'm enclosed entirely on one side and 45% on the second side, another 45% on the third side, and even 30% on the fourth side, if I add up all the aimdim, I would have an aimid rubel apart, an entire enclosure. Then according to the Archa Shulchan, and I would be able to put up a Tzuras HaPesach on the rest of the Pirtzes, even though those Pirtzes are Yaisim Yasser, and on three sides it's parts Mubal Laimit, because altogether I have an Aim Rubal apart. Mashain, according to the Mishnah Berurah, I would not be able to be Matur according to the Rambam this Rishus. I would have to enclose the second side to more than 50% in order to Matur the other two sides with the Tzuras HaPesach. However, I heard from Ravelsky and Rav Nissen Karelitz that sometimes you don't have a reshus, a bungalow colony or a camp that's not enclosed in a square shape where there are four mechitzas. It's in a circular enclosure. Over there, everybody would agree that we would reckon the Ayman Rubal apart to the entire enclosure because there are no four sides to reckon every side individually. So as long as that entire circumference, that entire area is surrounded by more than 50% of the mechitza, then it would be able to mount, even according to the Rambam, the rest of it with the Tzuras HaPesach. The Chassam Sefer writes in the Shuv and Archaim Sim Peches, that even according to the Shita of the Rambam, if I have a pair of parrots and Ruba Elohimet, and Peretz Yaisim Yasser, I would not be able to put up Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides to be matted tilt on that Rishos. There's an Eitzah by putting underneath the rope every 10 Amos another Kana, to make it as if I had every 10 Amos is its own Tzuras HaPesach. And by doing so, I don't have any Tzuras HaPesach that's more than 10 Amos, any Peretz that's more than 10 Amos. And even according to the Rambam, that would suffice according to the Chassam Sefer. Now, this Eitzah of the Chassam Sefer is a good Eitzah, practically speaking, because the halacha is that if the Erev were to fall down on Shabbos, we don't say Hail V'Utru of an entire Erev if the Mechitza falls down. If in the situation that I would put a Kana every 10 Amos, even if one Tzuras HaPesach would fall down on Shabbos, I would that Pirtza between the two Tzuras HaPesach would be a Pirtza less than 10 Amos, and I would have an Ayim Rubel apart, that would not pass the Mechitza on Shabbos. Mashayim, if I have a Tzuras HaPesach for more than 10 Amos, if that Tzuras HaPesach were to fall down on Shabbos, that would pass the total on that Rishos. So the Chassam Sefer's Eitzah, besides for stimming according to the Shita of the Rambam as well, it would also suffice in the case where one Tzuras HaPesach would fall down on Shabbos. However, the Chazon Ish or Chaim Simnayin Tess, he writes that putting one kana, that would not suffice, because we would say that Asi Avira Da'agisa, Avira Da'agisa, Mimvatal, the kana in between, and that would not suffice, according to the Rambam, to make it as if there's many different Tzuras HaPesachs. The Shari Tshuva and Simishin Samach Gimel on Sivkov Tess, Shari Tshuva discusses a case where there's a pirtz of more than 30 amis between a house and the chayma sayir, and he brings from the shalos neshuvas Ayol Yaakov, that he writes that over there we do not have an eitzah according to the sheet of the Rambam to be saisim the pirtza. He says because even though we say that it one is able to make a tzuras hapesach ten amis, more than ten amis, however he writes the shari tshuva that derech lasais pesach arminon, aval derech lasais kulei psachim, to make an entire wall of psachim, many different psachim, that is not the derech and that would not be a heter. And the shari tshuva holds that there is had to make a Tzuras HaPesach, even multiple Tzuras HaPesachs, but not to enclose an entire side with Tzuras HaPesachs. We see that the Chassam Sefer didn't agree to that. In fact, the Chassam Sefer gave an Eitz according to the Rambam for one to be Maimed Kanim, little sticks underneath the Hevel, and by doing so, that would make the entire wall as if there were only Tzuras HaPesachs of 10 Amos each, and I don't have a Pirtz of Yosem Yasara. And see, the Chassam Sefer wasn't concerned the fact that I'm making an entire Mechitza Psachim. There's also a word in the Prima Gadim, Simshin Samagilvon, and the Mishra Sezov, Sivkan Yates, and he wasn't either concerned about the Shal Shuvas El Yaakov making an entire side Mechitzas, Psachim, I'm sorry. One more note, the Bir Halacha and Simshin Mamvav, the Maskel HaBaltin, he discusses a case where there's an overhang, Gagis HaBatim, that are Baltim L'Rishus HaRabim, he discusses, that it's open on three sides, so the Bir Halacha gives us an Eitzah to make a Tzuras HaPesach on all three sides. And the Bir Halacha writes that in a situation where the two sides are only 10 Amis, and the front is wider than 10 Amis, even the Rambam would agree that we ought to matter with three Tzuras HaPesachs. Because since on the side that's the mechitza, the pirtza is only 10 amis, so on a pirtza 10 amis, the Rambam holds it's pashmik use a tzuras hapesach. There's no grace using a tzuras hapesach for a pirtza that's 10 amis. So now we'd view it as if we have three proper mechitzas, and even though the entranceway is wider than 10 amis, the Bir Halacha writes, since we have three proper mechitzas, the Rambam would agree we'd be able to matter that fourth side with the parts, even though it's parts of alignment and a pirtza yaisim yaser.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.